Hello, and welcome to Hot Pipes with Steve Ashley, and a bonus hour of electronics. Yes, it's that electronic special that I've been talking about for weeks. Now, if my voice sounds a little strange on this show, it's because it's recovering from a particularly nasty virus. Thankfully, this isn't live radio, so I don't have to worry about croaking on air. Eddie Layton and California Here I Come was today's theme tune. Now, since I've had to greatly edit my choices for today's show, and still seem to have too much music, I'd better get on with playing my opener. This Can't Be Love. From an album entitled An Orchestra of Organs, that was Buddy Bonds on a Baldwin, Ray Jenkins on Hammond, and Daryl Stuckey on a Wurlitzer Electronic, and a rhythm section comprising of the great Bob Haggart on bass and Sol Gubin on drums. This concept was conceived by Buddy in the early 1970s after he and his brother Ralph had retired from the concert circuit and were running a Baldwin dealership in their hometown of Philadelphia. As to why Brother Ralph didn't participate is unknown. Jumpin' Jackie Davis and So Beats My Heart for You, a number from 1930, of which probably the most famous vocal version is that by Tony Bennett in 1957. Jackie was initially a pianist who accompanied the likes of Sarah Vaughan, Dinah Washington and Billy Daniels in the immediate post-war years, but bought his first Hammond in 1951. And his first two-week gig at the Club Harlem in Philadelphia was so successful that his stay was extended by some 5 months. Most of his best albums were released by Capitol in the 1956-61 period. One of Britain's best-loved Hammond players was Robin Richmond, who was also well-versed in pipe organs, of course, and who was the first host of The Organist Entertains on BBC Radio 2. Robin started his career as relief organist in the 1930s in many of London's cinemas, but by the 50s and 60s, Robin was to Hammond as Reg Dixon was to the Wurlitzer. Here's a track from the excellent reissue The Hammond Organist Entertains on the Pulse label, That Evening Rag. Next artist, Earl Grant, was signed by Decca Records from 1957 to 1969 and achieved even greater success than his fellow label mates Lenny D and Ethel Smith, releasing 30 albums before his untimely death in a road accident at age 39. This is a track from 1958, Sweet 16 Bars. coming right up to date, Claudia Hirschfeld is a German-born keyboardist who now works on Verzi Louvre and Roland Atelier instruments and plays around 100 shows per year, according to her website. From her output of some 20 albums, I've chosen this Verzi track from a 1999 CD, the theme from the TV and movie series Mission Impossible. I have three brands of electronics played by George Wright in my music library, and my first preference used to be his Hammond tracks. Now, having listened to some Conn and Gulbrandsen items, I'm not so sure. Take this next Conn 650 track made in 1978. It's a very good example of George's minimal and very clean arranging, and it must have been a great advert and endorsement for the Conn company. Thank you. Quando, 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 an Italian song made famous by Pat Boone in 1962. George Wright on the Con 650. I mentioned Ethel Smith earlier, the First Lady of Hammond, who had a particular penchant for Latin American pieces. Here's Ethel with a Latin number, of which I'm not familiar, called The Green Cockatoo. It dates from 1951, and the only other information that I have is that it was also recorded by Mantovani and his orchestra. In my younger days, before I moved to the USA in 1978, I remember a Hammond organist by the name of Harry Stoneham, who was frequently heard on radio variety shows and also wrote TV theme tunes, including that of the 1970s Michael Parkinson show on the BBC. Harry started as a pianist and switched to organ in 1962, and worked with a number of named bands in the 1960s, including Johnny Howard's, and indeed led his own band for a while. His first love of performing, however, appears to have been with small groups, as with this next track of If I Loved You. Thank you. Unlike Harry Stonham, there's a wealth of information about Buddy Cole on the internet, not to be confused with the current comedian of the same name. Probably he is most famous for accompanying Bing Crosby on a large number of recordings for Bing's radio shows in the 1950s, but he also worked with Nat King Cole and Henry Mancini, for whom he played the highly distinctive organ parts on the Mr. Lucky TV series. Oh, and I guess he played theatre organ from time to time. This is a 1958 track on Hammond with his trio, Blue Lou. Having opened today's show with an Eddie Layton track, here's another from the man who was the organist at Yankee Stadium in New York for nearly 40 years, retiring in 2003, in addition to playing for NY Knicks and Ranger Games from 1967 to 1985. Eddie also performed concerts for Hammond in over 200 cities and released 27 albums. So, from an album released in 1997, here's Blues for Mickey. Three Sons with the title track from their Movin' and Groovin' LP, released in 1962. What a remarkable group this was, if you can call it that. It was actually a concept rather than a fixed group, which was formed in 1939 by Artie Dunn on organ and vocals, Al Nevins on guitar, and Morty Nevins on accordion. The first hit came in 1945, and they had a string of albums on RCA Victor right into the mid-1960s, changing the instrumentation and members to suit the project, and including two LPs with theatre organ. I'll have some more of those in upcoming shows. And now for something completely different. Isao Tomita is one of the pioneers of synthesizer music and has released over 20 albums from 1974 to 1996. In the late 1960s, Tomita was inspired by the work of Wendy Carlos and Robert Moog, and soon acquired his own Moog synthesizer, and strange new sounds, much of them from the classical repertoire, emerged. Many of his tracks are used by Disney in their theme parks around the world. Here's his version of Debussy's Gollywog's Cakewalk.
Beep, beep, beep.
On one of our too few visits back to Los Angeles some years ago, my wife Pauline was invited by Bob Ralston to sing at his home concerts in Granada Hills and Studio City. It was then that we saw Bob's arranging skills firsthand, when he rapidly produced the most sympathetic arrangements for Pauline's concert repertoire. Bob also gave us an impromptu private performance of a new addition to his repertoire on his Yamaha Electone. In 2007, he included that theme from The Magnificent Seven on his Showstoppers CD. Thank you. 1966 bossa nova version of Call Me by Walter Vondelet, one of the mainstays of the mood music genre, often referred to these days as lounge music. Walter was a Brazilian who became famous in his own country in the 1950s and who was brought to the USA with the persuasion of Tony Bennett. Walter then achieved world recognition in the 1960s through his collaboration with singer Astrid Gilberto. From the Hammond B3 of Vondelet to the Verzi Scala of one of Britain's most popular keyboard artists, Brett Wales. He's been a great lover of the Verzi since his childhood. He now owns the current Louvre model, but due to recent restructuring of Verzi in Germany and the UK, Brett is now a key demonstrator for Korg. From 2001, this is Brett's version of When I Fall in Love.
Thank you.
Over to Holland and to an artist who enjoyed great popularity there in the 1960s and 70s. Stef Meeder was heavily influenced by Klaus Wunderlich and Cor Steen, and went on to write course materials for organ and keyboard that are still widely used. Stef is also well known for his theatre organ work, although regrettably I don't have any of this in my music library. We've not had a waltz yet, so here's Valse Classique. Having just mentioned Klaus Wunderlich, I'd better play one of his pieces. Klaus really was in a class of his own with the Hammond, although later he switched to Verzi and Moog. He sold over 20 million records and 13 of his albums went gold, and he had a gold cassette as well. This is from 1970, it's on Hammond, and it's another waltz, albeit a much faster one. Thank you. been a full show, and I'm sure I've run over my hour. Luckily, there's no station boss to get on my case. Ho ho. My last selection comes from the 1950s King of the Hammond, Lenny D. I've always loved his tracks from the 50s, although I'm not so keen when the A&R men added other instruments to his albums in the 1960s and his style became far more generic. Balling the Jack is from his first year in the album Spotlight, 1954, and it comes from the 1942 movie For Me and My Gal, which starred Judy Garland and Gene Kelly. That you've enjoyed this short break from Theatre Pipes. There's plenty more material in my library from the electronic world, so I'll produce another special later in the year. In the meantime, it's bye-bye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.